one time, he saved me from the evil princess. The evil princess had a big stinky lion and she tried to scare him with it.
Wow!
But Spike was smarter than the lion. He scared it worse and the lion ran away.
Wish we had a dog like him.
Wish I was a dog like him.
He's the bestest dog in the world. That's why he gets his own special pillow.
Wow! Who's that?
I don't know.
Stu! They're here!
Be right up, Dean.
Guess who's come to visit you, Tommy? Your favorite cousin, Angelica.
Hello, everyone!
Come on in, you two.
Good morning, Aunt Dee Dee. I picked this flower just for you.
Oh, honey, how nice. Such a thoughtful child. And who is this?
This is Fluffy, my new kitty. Isn't she pretty?
Oh, Angelica, she's beautiful. And she has pretty bows on, just like yours.
About time you got here, bro.
Yep, I'm here. So, what's this big secret invention that you couldn't wait till tomorrow to show me?
Get ready for this. The Electro Brewmeister 2000. It grinds, it steams, it even adds the cream. It'll revolutionize the coffee industry.
I'm not sure that the world is ready for this, Stu.
Come on, let's go out in the kitchen and try her out, huh? This machine is the greatest invention yet.
Fluffy, say hello to the babies. And this is Spike. He's a dog. Dogs are dirty and ugly, not like us. Fluffy, you stay up here above the dog. That's where you belong. Oh, yes, and here's your catnip ball. Fluffy loves her catnip ball more than anything. Okay, listen. Here's what we're gonna do today. I've been taking dance classes, and I'm gonna perform for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm the beautiful, famous, wonderful ballerina who is loved by the whole world, and you're the expectators.
Hey, Angelica, how come we always have to do what you want to do?
Because! You're funny.
What in the world is going on in here?
He did it! He did it!
Spike! You naughty dog! Now go sit in the corner. You've been a very bad dog.
I just don't understand it. I can't figure out what's wrong with Electro 2000. It worked this morning.
Sure, Stu.
No, I mean it.
Uh-huh.
Did naughty old Spike scare Fluff? Here you go, Fluffy. The highest place for the bestest pet.
Hey, Angelica. Spike didn't do that. Fluffy did it, and you know it.
Fluffy? My kitty? The most beautiful, prettiest, most wonderfulest kitty in the whole wide world? I don't think so. Now, we're going to play a game. It's called Simon Says. And I'm Simon. Okay, the first thing you gotta do is poke yourself in the eye!
No!
Do it!
No!
Do it! I didn't say Simon Says! Now, Simon Says!
Yes, poke yourself in the eye.
What this means, it's the garage for you. That's right, Spike. You have to stay in the garage just like when you were a bad little puppy. Now you just stay here and think about what you've done.
Tommy, what's wrong?
It's okay, champ. None of that stuff was all that valuable anyway. There. All better?
Come on, Stu. Let's get that thing working. I haven't got all day, you know.
You babies are really boring me.
No fair.
Fluffy did all this stuff, and Spike gets in trouble.
Don't worry. I got an idea. Where is it? I know it's there somewhere.
Looking for this? And now, ladies and gentlemen, my rendition of... It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. He bumped his head and wet the bed and couldn't get up in the morning. It's raining.
You guys stay here and keep her busy.
The old man is raining. He went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't stop complaining. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is boring. He stayed in bed and stayed in bed and never wet it.
I just don't get it. I've tried everything, and I still can't get the brewmeister to work.
Stu, could this be the problem?
That's what I'd call a good cup of joe.
What happened? Are you children all right? Oh, this is terrible.
They did it! They did it all! Them and their dumb dog!
Now, now, Angelica, don't lie. Spike couldn't have done any of this. He's still in the garage where I put him. We don't want to blame others for things we did wrong.
But...
listen, sweetheart. Maybe you've had enough excitement for one day. Why don't we take your kitty and go home, okay? It's a great invention, Stu. Look, I'm really sorry I can't stay and have a cup of that coffee.
You don't know what you're missing, bro.
But, Daddy, they really did do an honest.
We'll talk about it when we get home, Muffin.
I'm sorry, Spike. I was wrong. It was that naughty Fluffy after all. Forgive me?
Hey, what's this?
Isn't it one of Spike's toys?
Yeah, it must be. Here you go.
Well, come on, honey. I'll get the broom, you get the dustbuster.
Okay, Dee, but remember my trick knee.
Oh, Stu.
It's just a guy in a rubber suit, Deed.
Maybe we shouldn't bring the kids into this carnival.
Why not? When I was their age, I was already working the carny. Hard work, dawn to dusk. And at night, I had to sleep with the elephants.
Elephants, Pop?
That's what I said. And if one of them had a bad dream, he might just roll over and squash you.
Listen, Leo, I am sick and tired of you eating all them cereal samples.
But I love those bite-sized sugary morsels.
Yeah? Well, you've had enough sugary morsels for one lifetime. Look, Leo, you may be my wife's kid brother and all, but this is the last time I cover for you.
Wow, look at that guy poking Reptar. How come Reptar doesn't just eat him up?
Now get this straight, Leo. This here tray has 50 samples in it. If I don't see 50 kids leave this carnival with boxes of cereal, you'll never work in showbiz again.
We gotta go find Reptar.
I don't know, Tommy. We could get lost or something.
Don't be a baby, Chucky. Come on.
Up we go, champ.
Get it away!
What's wrong, Deed?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's nothing.
Wait a minute. You're afraid of clowns, aren't you?
What? Afraid of what?
Come on, Dee Dee. Admit it.
Oh, I don't know, Stu. There's just something about them that just frighten me.
You think that clown was scary? You should have seen the clowns I knew back in the old days. Now, they were scary. I remember this one they called Mr. Sniffles.
Come on, champ. Now, where to first, gang?
I want to go on a ride, Uncle Stu.
Which ride, sweetheart?
That one! The Nausea World.
I don't know, Stu. That looks way too scary for a little girl. Honey, don't you think it would be more fun to go on a ride like that one?
I want to go on a Nausea World! Oh, let her go. Everybody's got to get scared stiff at some point in their life. Might as well be when they're 3 years old.
Thank you.
okay?
I think so, Uncle Stew.
Hey, Dee, look. Now, how about going on that ride, honey?
Well, I'll bet that water is filthy.
Oh, come on, Dee. Just for old time's sake?
Well,
go on, you two lovebirds. A little boat ride in the dark will do you good. You're only young once, you know.
But what about the children, Pop?
Don't you worry. I'll watch the herd.
Well, it's silly, but okay.
Great.
Ah, love. It's wasted on the young, that's for sure. Let me tell you something about love. Well, maybe in a couple of years. Come on, Sprouts. Let's go find us some fun. Say now, this is what I call a ride. How long does this ride last, young fella?
About 3 minutes.
How long, do you say?
Whoa, long as you like, sir.
Now you're talking. Freighter bound for China. We was about 2 weeks out of Shanghai when the typhoon hit. 15-foot waves crashing on the deck. Go get the captain, they said. I found him under his bunk crying. Yeah, he was crying like a baby.
There goes Reptar. Let's follow him.
Follow him? How are we gonna follow him? We can't even get off this boat,
dummy. Look. Quick, now's our chance. Now where'd Reptar go?
There he is.
Look, over there.
What's he eating?
Wow! Reptar cereal!
I'm gonna get some.
You can't do that, Angelica.
Yeah, Reptar might eat you up or something.
Hey, Reptar!
Oh, hello, little girl. Would you like a free sample of my Reptar cereal?
Yes, please, Reptar, sir.
Here you go.
May I have another one, please?
I'm sorry, little girl. Only one free sample per human child.
Give me one.
Listen, kid, it ain't up to me.
I said give me one.
Hey, come back here. You saw this stupid costume. I can't believe these kids. Where do they get off?
We gotta do something, or Angelica's gonna get eat up for sure.
So?
Come on.
Why, you little...
Look!
Stuart?
Yes, my sweet?
I love you right now.
And I you.
Look into my eyes, darling. They're eyes that see only you.
Oh, Dee Dee.
Stu.
Dee Dee.
Stu.
Said, give it to me!
No, you big dumb dinosaur!
Come on, Angelica. Let's get out of here.
Oh, Stu, darling.
Dee Dee.
Kiss me. Kiss me, I say.
Fun, I guess. But I don't know about that lizard.
So there I was, face to face with this little 3-foot monster. She grabbed one end of the tray, and I grabbed the other end.
That's it, Leo. I have had it. You've been nothing but trouble ever since day one. You're fired.
Fired? You can't fire me. Me, Reptar.
You shouldn't have messed with the Reptar. He's really mad at you now.
Maybe we better get out of here. I'm really sleepy, Uncle Stu.
Of course you are, sweetie. We should probably go anyway. With unbalanced people like that lizard man running around, this is no place for innocent children.
Reptar.